Hey, it's Chica, and I'm so happy that you chose to spend some time with me today. No matter where you are or where you're going, thanks for letting me share a little bit of weirdness with you.
K94.5 Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. I'm Chica, and for Autism Acceptance Month, a station in Philadelphia did a story on a dad who's installing special street signs across the city. They say autistic person area, and anyone can request one online. He says he's installed around 80 of them in 2 months. He's got over 300 more requests he's working on. So super cool that they're doing that for Autistic Acceptance Month. You know what? That's the stuff that warms my heart. This man out there putting up already done 80. I love it. K94.5 Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. Hey, it's Chica, and this is something that I want for you. I don't know about you, but my bank account, oof, if I could use a little extra cashola, I'm all about it. That's why K94.5 giving you the chance to win $30,000. You just got to listen weekdays, 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m., and 5 p.m., all right? Each hour, like at the top of the hour, we're going to give you a new code. When you enter that code inside your free K94.5 app, you get another shot at winning $30,000. It's that easy. It's that simple. But you can't play, you can't get in on this unless you download the free K94.5 app. So you know the drill, right? Let's download the app and let's make that money all yours.
Are you ready for this?
K94.5. Here are three things you need to know before you go.
One.
I am so pumped and ready. We are so excited to welcome all kinds of farmers markets. This one going down downtown, so super excited about this one. Shreveport Farmers Market set to kick off. It's 38th season. It goes down at Festival Plaza. So Saturday, June 1st. It's going to run until August 24th. Just a heads up, it is hot. But it is a way for you to rock your shorts, your tank tops, your flippity floppies. And we just go out and vibe. It's a whole vibe in case you've never experienced it. Can't wait to vibe with you out there.
Two.
Oh my goodness. Some people call him a friend of Shreveport. Had a lot of family here in the area. OJ Simpson lost his battle with cancer on Wednesday. He was 76. Obviously, we all know the story, right? He played some football, made some movies, and he may or may not have let his anger get the best of him. That's all I'll say on that. But he was spotted all over town. I mean, people would spot him at Orlando's, at Superior. We will not be seeing OJ Simpson any longer.
Three.
Riri figures she's going to need some plastic surgery in the coming years. Her quote was, "I want my boobies pinned back to my shoulders, right where they used to be. I don't want implants. I just want to lift." Hey, she's been open and honest since she's had some babies. And that's the thing is, I think so many women are open and honest. Baby girl, if you want your lick back and you want to just go out there and look good and feel good, do what you got to do. I love that Riri's being open and honest about it, though. So many people are like, "What do you mean? No, I'm not on the shots," as they have Ozempic face. Nah, baby. Just cheer it on. Whatever it is that you want to do for yourself, be loud about it, babe.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Find out more in the free K94.5 app.
K94.5 Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. It's Chica, and a study found that when basketball players high-five their teammate after they miss a free throw, they're more likely to make the next one. In other words, a pat on the back really does help. Granted, we've seen it all go down with March Madness, right? Somebody misses a free throw, teammates reach over, high-five them anyway. And apparently, encouragement like that really can make a difference. And so researchers didn't look at anything other than basketball, right? They were just like, all right, we're going to look at hundreds of free throw scenarios, women's basketball games, men's basketball games, see if it helps, and it did. So this definitely applies to other scenarios too. So remember, the next time that you, maybe your partner, your kid, or somebody that you care about feels like they failed at something, a pat on the back truly makes a difference. I'm telling you right now, one of my biggest cheerleaders in life, and I hope I'm his too, is my business partner. Where we have this thing where we're always like, dream bigger. Like, that's not a big enough dream. Dream bigger. And when you have somebody that maybe you go off on a venture, because I have had a couple things fail me, right? Like, you know, I do a lot of things on the side besides radio. And I've failed, man. I have failed miserably, right? But knowing that you have that person that's like, you know, that it's not even a GIF. It's like I think it's a TikTok, right? Where it's Lightning McQueen, right? Just boom, just zooming. And then you got the little kid dressed up like Lightning McQueen. It's from the Cars movies. If you're not that cheerleader for at least a couple people in your life, go be that cheerleader. Seriously, just go cheer somebody on today. It's unreal what happens when we know we have somebody in our corner, when we know that we could just fail miserably, or we could try something and jump, and then we know that we have our village behind us. Sometimes your village is that one person, right? Is your person. Sometimes, I mean, you could find that person in anybody, but how cool would it be if you were that person for several people? Just let's cheer each other on. A little pat on the back. K94.5, I'm Chica, and I've been asking you to send me random signs that you're officially old now. My first deal, when I realized, okay, this isn't normal. Have you ever gone to the grocery store and just started vibing to the music? Man, I was at the Brookshire's the other day. See, even then. And all of a sudden, a song comes on and I'm humming it and I'm vibing. And I pass by a guy that's probably about 20 years older than I am. And he's vibing. And I look at him and we're both like, yeah, vibe check. We passed it. Then I realized, wait, hold on. No. I don't want to. No. I don't do this for myself. You got to understand, as a Latina, this is the curse. Really, I have never dated a Latino. I've never dated a Hispanic guy in my life. And I feel like I probably should, because I wouldn't have to keep Tums on hand. So eating with the Hispanic community, it's almost like you have to get primed for it, right? And if you don't eat spicy often, and if Cajun spicy and Mexican spicy, two total different spices, okay? I have to keep Tums in my vehicle because I know there are some people in my life that have to eat Tums like candy. They're just at that point in their life. So I said, hey, hit me up with the things that you swear have made you feel like you're just, oh my gosh, over that threshold. You're old now. Ah, okay, I'm loving this one. Tracy in Longview said, do you ever snap your fingers when you're trying to remember something? Stop. Stop right now. That is not cool. I'm loving this one. Oh, no. Okay, Leslie and Bozier said, have you ever watched the local news every single night? No. She said, have you ever said, what's this world coming to, while watching the local news? Bonus points if you do. Girl, yes, absolutely. Okay, gotta love this one. All right, Tiff said, have you ever stood outside a store in the morning waiting for it to open? ? That's how you know you're old. Well, first off, that's when the best sales are. There is no judgment on that. What is that one sign that you're like, dude, I'm old. I'm definitely old. Hit me with it now. Inside your free K94.5 app. K94.5, it's Chica. I'm living for this right now because I love how we're unapologetically just like, yeah, I'm old. And so what's that random sign that you're old? Okay, eating Tums like candy. Sorry. I got to throw that out there. Eating Tums like candy, absolutely. Okay, so hold on. I've always started conversations with strangers in public. I will always talk to any. That's a problem. I love a good conversation. Corey and Blanchard said, if you start conversations with strangers in public. I disagree with you, my boy. I did love this one. If you watch the local news every night, bonus points if you say things like, what's this world coming to? Oh, no. Lindsay said, if you know exactly where your heating pad is after a long day at work. Girl. Yeah. Yeah. I'm living for this. Okay. Okay. Brady said, if you've recently said, how do you work this dang thing and handed it to somebody younger than you, you're probably getting old. All right. It's true. Somebody did mention if you cut your juice with water because everything's too sweet these days. I was raised so poor. We were so poor growing up that I thought you cut everything down with water, even pasta sauce, you know? I'm just saying. I do love this one because I'm guilty of it. I know that my guy's guilty of this. When's the last time you drove through a neighborhood? Oh my gosh, me and my girlfriend Megan just did this on Sunday. We drove through just a really beautiful neighborhood and we're like, that's a nice house. And then we start looking it up, right? You start looking it up on realtor.com and you're just like, girl, it is going for 1.3. Girl, in what world? That was our idea of a fun Sunday. Oh my gosh, we are old. We are the old people now. Hit me up with your signs inside your free K94. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, giving you the chance to win $30,000. I need you to listen every weekday, 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m. Each hour, we're going to give you a new code. And when you enter it that day inside your free K94.5 app, you're going to get another shot at winning $30,000. It's brought to you by POE Federal Credit Union, growing, changing, uniquely available. What I need you to know right now, truly, truly, is that if you could use an extra 30 grand, this is for you. If 30 grand won't change your life, then this is not for you. But if you think that $30,000 is a life-changing gift, which it for me it is, if you got it like that and it's not for you, baby, that's all you. I need you to download the free K94.5 app. I already gave a code out at 8 o'clock. I got another one coming at you at 9, okay? So make sure you keep it with me here. It's K94.5. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. Hello, it's Chica. I've been doing something crazy. I've been throwing everything out. One of the best things that I ever did was when I went through a breakup. It took me a while, by the way. I went out and threw so many things away. And so now we got helpful advice for your spring clean if you haven't done one yet. A professional organizer named Allison Cartwright. She said, hey, I'm just going to start posting things and lists of things that you need to toss or you need to donate immediately. So, of course, I click on it. And I felt attacked. All right. Excess Tupperware. Dang. I'm going to need... No, I'm not. Clothes that just don't fit anymore. Whether it's too big, too small, baby, you're going to want a new wardrobe anyway. Random birthday cards. Oh, so all those pens that you've been hoarding for years. And of course, you can't go wrong, right? I can't play, by the way, what she's telling us to do because it's just profanity. But she went on to say, like, go through that junk drawer. What do you actually need from that junk drawer? Hey, don't be mad at me. Don't come at me, baby. I'm just saying there's a lot of things that we probably need to throw away, and it's time. And this is your reminder. I don't know what you're doing on Sunday. I know it's the Lord's Day, but we're going to get rid of some things, all right? We're going to go through each room of the house and see what we could get rid of.